This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Game time with Boomer Esiason. This week's guest is the winner of two unanimous Hart Trophy selections, the NHL's finest player and Edmonton Oilers captain, Connor McDavid. Presented by Geico.
Today's guest is the textbook definition of a generational talent. He is coming off of a sensational season in which he scored an amazing 105 points in 56 games and led the NHL in scoring for the third time in his six seasons in the league. Now, what's more, he became only the second player in 97 years to unanimously win the Hart Trophy as the NHL's most valuable player. It's my pleasure to welcome the great Edmonton Oilers center, superstar Connor McDavid. Connor, welcome to Game Time. Great to see you.
Thanks so much for having me, Boomer. Really happy to be here.
All right, so where do you put all this hardware? Do you send it back home to mom and dad's house, or do you have it in your own house?
I got it here with me in Aurora. The NHL sends out little replica trophies, so I've got a couple of them here in my place in Aurora.
When you saw the Montreal Canadiens make it to the Stanley Cup final against Tampa Bay this year, were you thinking, why not us? I mean, you guys had a great year, and of course, I just extolled the virtues of your particular scoring prowess this year.
Yeah, of course. I think, anytime you see a team like Montreal, do what they did, it obviously it kind of gives everyone that hope for next year that, it can be you. There's a certain type of magic that just happens for teams, and obviously they had that this year. But I think for any team that played against Montreal, any of the Canadian teams that played against them, 9-10 times this year would tell you that it was no fluke. They're a team that was built for the playoffs. They're big and strong and mean. They have great goaltending. They're well coached. They had all the tools to do it. And obviously they had a great run and just came up a bit short against a great Tampa team.
There hasn't been a Canadian franchise that has won a Stanley Cup since you've been born. So I'm thinking there's a lot of pressure on you guys in Edmonton to get this done.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on Canadian teams each and every year to make the playoffs and go on runs and obviously to ultimately bring it home. And, I think that's something that in Edmonton we'd obviously love to do, to be able to bring a cup back to not only Canada, but to Edmonton, with all the longstanding history of the great players and the cups. I think it obviously is something that we're dying to do and work each and every day to accomplish.
The league is growing. The popularity is certainly getting better. I would imagine for you, when you acquire somebody like a Duncan Keith from Chicago, who himself has won three cups with the Chicago Blackhawks, you as the captain of your team have got to be pretty excited about playing with somebody like him and a guy of his stature.
Absolutely. I think anytime you can bring in someone like Duncan, who's already one of the all-time greats, certainly one of the greatest defensemen in our generation. I think it's special to be able to play with a guy like that. I've had a conversation with him already. He's excited to be in Edmonton. We're excited to have him. He's hungry to win still, which is surprising with all the winning he's done. But he's hungry. Just as hungry as we are. So I think it's really gave me a little jolt in my off-season training in terms of motivation. Not that I need a ton, but just excited to see our GM, put it all out there for us and go out and get some players like Duncan.
I hear a lot about other superstars in other sports talking about wanting to be consulted about players being signed and, how come somebody hasn't asked me about players that they're being drafted, or that they're going to draft. Do you ever feel like you should be consulted by the Edmonton Oilers as to what they're doing in the front office?
I have to give Kenny a lot of credit and our management team. They for sure keep me in the loop. They ask for my opinion. That doesn't mean they always use it, but they for sure keep me in the loop, and I really, really appreciate it. I think this is something that we're all trying to build together, and sometimes it's good to get a player's perspective. The game is a lot different, on the ice than sometimes it looks off the ice, the combination of guys in the dressing room when you're not in there is hard to feel. So it's not always a bad thing to get your players' opinions. And I know Kenny does a great job of keeping kind of our core guys in the loop, and I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a very good answer. I can't even believe you're 24 years old. I mean, that's just such a mature answer. All right, we're just getting warmed up with the great Connor McDavid. Stay with us as Game Time continues right after this.
Game Time with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by GEICO.
Welcome back to Game Time. Connor McDavid's father, Brian, was a hockey coach in the Toronto area, and he believed his young son was skilled beyond his years in the sport. Now, according to McDavid's mother, Kelly, he kept saying he's special. And I would say, oh, for goodness sakes, every kid thinks they're going to play in the NHL. Get that thought out of your head. And thank goodness for your older brother, Cameron, and of course, your dad, Brian. What did they see in you, or what do you think they saw in you when you were that young that you were going to be this special?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think probably just the drive. For me, I was always out on my rollerblades, working on my game, playing with my older brother, as you said, Cam. He was 4 years older than me, so keeping up to him like any younger brother was always something that I love to do and compete with him. So, a lot of credit goes out to him as well. So not sure what they saw, but that had something to do with it.
According to your mom, when you were three, now this is your mom talking, you'd put on roller skates and fire pucks in your unfinished basement. Now, is it true that you lined up all your stuffed animals and said that they were your fans? Is that true?
That's a little embarrassing looking back on it, obviously, but I loved it. Like any Canadian kid or any kid that grows up loving hockey, you put yourself in situations and picture yourself scoring that overtime winning goal or that Olympic winning goal or something like that. And I certainly let my imagination run down there. And I've scored lots of, although I haven't scored any overtime goals yet, I've scored lots of them in my basement. So certainly fond memories looking back on it. Just grew up loving the game and wanted to be as good as I possibly could and live out my dream.
Growing up in Canada at the age of 15, you go to the OHL, you go play for the Erie Otters, and you were dubbed the next one. Now, this was a playoff of Wayne Gretzky's nickname, the Great One, and Gretzky himself said that you had the potential to be a Crosby, a Gretzky, a Lemieux. And I'm thinking you're 15 years old, and the Great One is saying these things about you when you were that young. Could you even fathom that somebody of Gretzky's stature would even think of you that way?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot at the time, and I remember thinking that I'm not sure I'll ever get to that level, and obviously those guys, just to be in the same breath with those guys is so special. And I grew up a massive Sidney Crosby fan, and he was playing just down the road from Erie in Pittsburgh there, so we got to see a couple games, and I got to meet Sid in the room and stuff like that. And just to be around that, it was so special. So, to be compared to those guys, and to still be here 6 years later in the NHL, still being compared to those guys, I'm obviously doing something right. But the next thing on the list is to go out and win like those guys all have.
Looks like the NHL has given an opportunity for you guys to go and play in the Olympics in Beijing. What would that mean to you to represent Team Canada, assuming that you're selected to play for them, which I'm sure you will be?
Yeah, I mean, NHL players not getting the opportunity to go in 2018. That was upsetting, obviously. And everyone kind of just assumed that we were going to go this time. And now with COVID and all these crazy things going on in the world, it's obviously a little bit up in the air again. But, I certainly want to go. I mean, for me, to play in the NHL and win a Stanley Cup is obviously a massive dream, but to play in the Olympics and win a gold medal for your country is a whole nother one. And to be able to have the opportunity to check off some of those boxes would be so special.
We'll return with Connor McDavid right after these messages.
Brought to you by the Ford Bronco Sport, built Ford tough. It's time for a change. Instead of working from home, work from your luxury suite at Midtown Manhattan's crown jewel, the Kimberly Hotel. Now offering special monthly rates with the most impeccable safety and hygiene protocols to keep you safe. You're watching Game Time with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by GEICO.
Welcome back to Game Time as we continue with NHL MVP Connor McDavid. You know, on the eve of that 2015 NHL draft, Connor, you were considered to be the most anticipated NHL prospect in decades. However, when you were drafted, you said you really didn't know what to expect. Now, were you just being humble or just trying to say the right thing at the moment? Because I think that you in your heart knew that you were going to be a great player.
Honestly, I was being truthful. I think for any I think for any young kid to go up to a professional league, I mean, that's just something that you've experienced as well. I mean, going from college to the NFL, I'm sure is a massive step. And, for me, going from junior hockey at 18 years old to playing in the NHL against grown men, I think it's a massive step. It's probably one of the biggest jumps in a whole sport. That's obviously a personal opinion, but, to be 18 years old and go out there and skate against guys over a decade older than you, it's a pretty wild feeling. So I truthfully didn't know what to expect. I'm very grateful for the guys in Edmonton, the leaders in Edmonton, Taylor Hall in particular, Luke Gazdick, these guys that I live with that brought me in and made me feel welcome and kind of gave me a place to call home. It certainly made the transition smoother.
I'm on a hockey team myself right now. How sharp are your skates? Like, what's the sharpening level that you use?
So I get them done usually around 5/8. We play in the Pacific Division. So, and this is how detailed it gets. I mean, we play in the Pacific Division. So we go to California all the time. And the ice is really soft in California. It's just how it is. It's hot weather. The ice is a little softer. So we play down there. I get them a little less sharp for a little more glide. So, usually around 5/8.
Yeah. I'm all about the glide too. I don't know if you know that, but I'm a 5/8 guy too. So it's good to hear that we actually have something in common. back to hockey really quickly. What was your debut like? I'm just trying to think. So you come in, everybody's saying you're the next one and you've proved that you have become the next one. I'm just trying to think when you first stepped on the ice and you started to be aware of what it was like to play in the NHL, what was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I remember being out there in warmups. We were playing in St. Louis, and St. Louis was a good team. They still are, obviously, but they were kind of building the team that was going to ultimately win the Cup there in 2019. And, they had a lot of the same pieces. And I just remember how, in warmups, skating around, the rink was so bright, fans were already in the building, but I remember looking down the other end and thinking, oh my God, they are the biggest team I've ever seen. They had like David Backes, Colton Braco, Tarasenko. They were just a massive, massive team. And I remember thinking in my head, like, how am I going to get through this game? I'm going to get killed out here. But thankfully I made it through. We ended up losing. I didn't play all that great, but it was definitely an exciting night for sure.
When you're a rookie quarterback in the NFL, defenses test you. They come at you. They talk to you. They chirp you. They want to hit you late. They want to shove you late. Has anybody or did anybody try to test you early on in your career that you can remember?
I can't really remember a specific moment. There's for sure some, you know, the young guys for sure take a little heat. You know, the respect is definitely earned out there on the ice, just as it is out there on the football field. So you gotta earn your stripes, and it takes a while. I mean, I'm sure I'm still earning respect from some guys, but you know, it's definitely a fun experience.
More with Connor McDavid right after this.
Game Time with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by Geico.
Welcome back, everyone. Led by Captain Connor McDavid, the Oilers reached the playoffs back in the 2016-2017 season for the first time in a decade. Edmonton advanced to the conference semifinals, where they lost to Anaheim in seven games. You know, Connor, on my radio show here in New York, I'm constantly trying to educate fans who may not be, you know, hardcore hockey fans like I am, what the difference is between playoff hockey and regular season hockey.
It's hard to explain, really. You know, I think it all sounds very cliche. I mean, when you're in the playoffs, every play matters, you know, every little detail, all these types of things, but it truly does. And everyone, you know, fights for every inch out there, and the games get a lot tougher, you know, a little more physical, the intensity ramps up. I mean, you know, guys lay it all on the line. So it's hard to really put it into words, but it's definitely a different level.
Yeah, you know, you grew up a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. I got a little bit of bad news for you, but probably not so much because you play for Edmonton. You know, as of July, they passed my New York Rangers for the longest cup drought. I know that you probably keep an eye on Mitch Marner and the boys up there in Toronto. Why is it so difficult to win in Toronto with all the great hockey players in the general vicinity that grow up there?
I certainly know what it's like to be a fan in Toronto, and it's tough. It's tough. It's a tough market. You know, fans care so deeply. They're desperate for a winning team, and they've had a good team for a long time now. Matthews and Marner and Tavares, I mean, they're certainly on the right track. So, you know, it's not a ton different though in Edmonton. I mean, fans care deeply in Edmonton. They, you know, the same type of media attention and stuff like that. So playing in Canada is a little bit different than some of these other markets, and it takes the right personality to be successful.
You know, as a New York Ranger fan, we're going through what they called a rebuild, and you know, you have to kind of stomach those rebuilds, and you got to grow with young players like yourself. We have a guy by the name of Alexei Lafreniere, and we also have a Kaapo Kakko, young kids that are 18 and 19 years old. Tell me, as a fan, that you know that they're going to be great. Can you do that for me?
You know, I can't tell if you're going to be great. I know that, you know, they're great talents. You know, I'm 6 years in and still learning every day, I think. You know, still learning what it takes to win and what it takes to be successful in this league. You know, so these kids are obviously just getting their feet wet. And you know, I think you've seen some big steps from some of them, even, you know, Alexi from the start of the year to the end of the year, just to see where he went to is pretty impressive. So
we'll be back to light the lamp one more time with Connor McDavid right after this.
Drive into Manhattan for an unforgettable staycation at Midtown Manhattan's luxurious Kimberly Hotel. Treat yourself to New York City without the crowds, protected by our highest safety and hygiene protocols to keep your family safe. You're watching Game Time with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by Geico.
In June, the NHL Players Association released the results of its annual poll. And the players were asked if they needed to win one game, what player would they turn to? And of course, the winner was Edmonton's Connor McDavid. And I got to say, Connor, you know, that's got to be one of the best things to see when, you know, the opposing teams are voting for you in a poll like that.
Yeah, it's always special. You know, they do these player polls every year. They handle the Ted Lindsay every year that's voted by the players. And I'm usually, you know, pretty high up on that list. And it's a really special feeling. I mean, these are the guys that you go to war against each and every night. And, you know, they have that respect for you and think of you that way. It certainly means a lot.
Hey, tell me about what Connor's Corner is and what does that mean to you and the Edmonton Oilers, and what are you trying to accomplish with that?
Yeah, Connor's Corner is it's a suite that we have. We you know, we donate it to different charities and different groups, and you know, just allow you know, an underprivileged family or a group of, you know, the Boys and Girls Club and things like that to be able to come to games, or the Stollery Children's Hospital, you know, different groups just to be able to come and enjoy the game, you know, feel like they're living in luxury for a night and enjoy some good hockey, and you know, we're very lucky in Edmonton that we have so much love and support, and to be able to give back and, you know, allow a way for these people to come and watch the game, and, you know, usually a signed jersey or a picture or a room tour or things like that. I mean, I think it goes a long way. So definitely love that program.
I like the fact that you're paying it forward. All right, a couple quick questions for you before I let you go. Toughest goalie to score against in your mind?
Carey Price.
Good answer. Who's the toughest guy to win a faceoff against?
Ryan O'Reilly.
Who has the best power play in the NHL?
The Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah, you and Leon Draisaitl are a pain in the neck to watch. I got to be honest with you. I wish you guys were on my team. Name two wingers from NHL history that you'd love to center for. I know that's a hard question because there are a lot of great wingers.
I think, you know, I'd love to play with, you know, Alex Ovechkin. I mean, you know, 700 some odd goals. I mean, it's, yeah. That's pretty special. So I think we'd be pretty good together. And maybe like a McSorley or something like that from the 80s, just to keep you safe. I think I loved his game.
You know, good point. You know, very good point. As a matter of fact, one of the great Edmonton Oilers of all time came to my New York Rangers, and he won us a cup in 94. Maybe I'll see you, I don't know, maybe in 2035. Who knows? So anyway, thanks to you, Connor, so much for joining us today. And to all of you for watching, I'm Boomer Esiason, and I'll see you again soon right here on Game Time. You and your buddies are going to a movie, you're in the car, and all of a sudden your phone rings, and it's Wayne Gretzky who's giving you a call. Now, did you think it was a prank, or did you realize that he was actually calling you?
Yeah. So I was, I mean, the story is I was with my roommate. We were going to pick up another teammate, and sure enough, my phone rings, and, you know, unknown number, don't recognize it. And we had the tune going, you know, everyone was, you know, the car was loud, so I'm like, hey, turn it all down, and took it seriously. And, you know, this day, I still can't believe that that happened.